This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and it's our second hour of today's program. We can take some more calls. 877-726-TALK is our number, 877-726-8255. And as I was beginning to say next hour, or last hour, pyrethroid pesticides are now the standard when it comes to killing bugs. And they've replaced other more dangerous pesticides like DDT, thank goodness. And they're thought to be safe. If you go to pyrethroid.com, that's a website where I tried to get information about who put that up, but it's obviously an industry-sponsored website. And it blandly asserts that pyrethroid pesticides have emerged as some of the most trusted, reliable, and effective tools for combating pests. And they're in popular products like Off, Black Flag Fogging Insecticide. And with Lyme season coming up and with the threat of Zika, people are going to be spritzing this stuff big time. So I came across this study out of, it's actually being presented here in the United States, but study done in China. And what they found was that pyrethroids decrease the age of onset of puberty for boys. Now, that's a disconcerting finding. Having increased urine level of a certain metabolite of pyrethroid insecticide raised the odds of boys being at an advanced age of puberty by 73 to 110%. So we're now having the spectacle in our society of young girls maturing with breasts and menstruation at young ages like 8 or 9 or 10, which is highly unusual. Maybe some people describe that to better nutrition. Maybe too many calories accelerate sexual maturation. But there are environmental chemicals which are gender benders. And this study suggests that this is an effect in boys. Well, what's the problem? Boys, okay, they mature younger. That's all to the good. They can play junior high school and high school sports. I always wondered about those boys when I was a little behind in my development. I was short at the age of 12 or 13. And there were already kids in my class who were shaving. They were 6 feet tall, weighed 200 pounds, played baseball or football. They looked like men at the age of 12, 13, 14. But unfortunately, that is a risk factor. That's a risk factor for hormonally related cancers. Prostate cancer in men, and in women, breast cancer, uterine cancer, these can be related, ovarian cancer as well, can be related to excess hormone exposure. So what in the heck are we unleashing on our environment? We need to be more careful about indiscriminate use of these. And no, Lyme disease is no picnic. And yes, I suggest protection when you go into the woods. But and no natural things, frankly, work as well as some of these insecticides. But spraying them willy-nilly on your kid, probably not a good idea. All right, this item is interesting because gradually, this is a new phenomenon. Gradually, we have made fruit available throughout the year. And this is a development that has occurred, you know, certainly for people in my part of the country, the northern climes, people in New York, in Minneapolis, in Detroit, individuals in Toronto, they didn't have much fruit during the winter months. When canning was developed, okay, maybe some cooked and preserved fruit, but when it came to fresh fruit, it was not ubiquitous as it is now. And you can go in the, you know, the freezing months of February and you can get tropical fruit flown in from Costa Rica and knock yourself out. You can have bananas and guavas and papayas and all manner of sweet, succulent fruit. And, oh, by the way, the fruit that we get is highly bred and domesticated to yield a higher sugar content. It tastes better. It's more succulent. And at the same time, we're urging people to consume more fresh fruit. Okay, consume less refined sugar, but knock yourself out, have a lot of fruit. So they did a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition looking at the relationship between fruit consumption and the risk of type 2 diabetes, which we know is driven by sugar. And what they found was kind of interesting. They looked at what are called temperate fruits. That means from the northern climes, or I guess if you're in Australia, from the southern climes, or if you're in South America, maybe the stuff that comes from, you know, southern Chile versus equatorial Latin America. They looked at temperate fruits versus subtropical fruits versus tropical fruits. Now, tropical fruits would be, you know, pineapples or bananas. Certainly those are tropical fruits. Temperate fruits would be things like apples. And intermediate are what are called subtropical fruits. I guess grapes could go in there. You know, grapes can grow at, you know, fairly cool temperatures, but not, you know, they can't withstand northern winters. And what they found was that there was a definite correlation between the type of fruits you consume and your risk of diabetes, with apples being among the most beneficial in terms of their influence on diabetes. Not much of an increase in risk. Bananas increased risk. Papayas increased risk. Watermelons increased risk. Honeydew melons increased risk. Oranges increased risk. And oh, by the way, the study definitely showed that if you have whole fruits versus fruit juice, you did better in terms of diabetes risk. So with all that Florida sunshine orange juice, even though it's, quote, healthy and rich in vitamin C, and it comes from, yes, real oranges and nothing synthetic, that concentrated orange juice full of sugar and puts you at higher risk for diabetes. And a surprise here, because grapes are very sugary and sweet. And grapes were associated with relative protection against diabetes. And that may be because of the content of grapes of certain proanthocyanidins. We know that grapeseed extract has an anti-diabetic effect. And maybe the resveratrol in grapes has an anti-diabetic effect. Another surprising outlier, pears, which you think, well, pears, they're sort of like apples, right? You know, they grow in more northern climates. You know, you're not going to get a lot of pears growing in the country of Ecuador, maybe in the mountains, but not, you know, in the coastal tropical zones. That's not a tropical plant. But pears, fairly highly associated with pear consumption, highly associated with the risk of type 2 diabetes. So interesting stats when it comes to diabetes risk, depending on fruit. And, you know, when I work with a type 2 diabetic, I say keep fruits to a dull roar. You know, maybe have, you know, a small portion of fresh berries, which have a relatively low glycemic index and are good. They're healthy. They provide nutrients and relatively little sugar, unless you get the sugar shaker and pour it on top of your berries to sweeten them. All right. Let me share this item with you. If you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. And so often we're confronted with the need to take medication. Well, here's an alternative. It's the Zona Plus, a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. It really works, and it's a great motivational tool for our patients to undertake a simple daily regimen. All you need is about 10, 12 minutes per day. And if you do it consistently, you may see some benefits in your blood pressure. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And as a special offer now, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout on their website. You know, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus. Find out about it at tryzona.com. Okay, you can call us, 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary? Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, Roger, this week we got some great podcasts. We've got an interview with Terry Walls, who's the originator of the Walls Protocol for autoimmune disease. She's a physician who has virtually cured herself of multiple sclerosis using natural means. She shares her experience and her research with us in a great podcast. And, did a very interesting interview with a professor who wrote a book about scurvy. And scurvy, of course, the scourge of the age of discovery, with ships going all over the world. But nobody knew why all those sailors were becoming scurvy knaves. They were getting sick and dying. And there was finally the discovery that limes and lemons could alleviate that, but nobody knew what was in those limes and lemons that could prevent scurvy, and it took them until the 20th century to figure out why. It's a fascinating story, and what's even more fascinating is that scurvy is making a comeback in the 21st century as people's diets deteriorate. If you're eating junk and having no fresh fruits or vegetables, you could develop scurvy in 2017. So check out those podcasts at drhoffman.com. All right, let's take a call from Julianne. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hello, my name is Julianne, and I have osteopenia, You said to take the Ostera and to take just calcium with a multivitamin. I wanted to know if I should still keep taking Ostanol, which I have been taking. So if you could please give me that answer. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that's an interesting question. And all right, so in terms of things that help first of all, osteopenia, that's good news. That means that you just have below average bone density, but you don't actually have osteoporosis, which is the condition that really puts you at risk for fracture. But, you know, certainly you want to prevent osteopenia from advancing to osteoporosis. So it's reasonable to take, osteo support, which now we've replaced with a product called Osteopreve. It helps to prevent osteoporosis. And those things are mild in their effect. They will actually enhance bone density a little bit. But for cases where people have really lost a lot of bone, we might recommend strontium. But for people with ordinary run-of-the-mill osteopenia, I don't generally recommend strontium unless the osteopenia is right at the verge of turning into osteoporosis. There's also Ostera. Ostera is something that contains hops. It turns out that studies show that beer actually helps prevent osteoporosis, and it may be due to the high content of hops in most beers, because hops is an anti-inflammatory substance, and inflammation is part of why people develop bone loss. So, Ostanol is interesting because I originally found out about it as a treatment for fractures. It contains what's called bone morphogenetic protein, or BMP, which means that it's something that helps bone regenerate. So I highly recommend it for people who've just undergone fractures as a part of their recovery plan. And it is said to be helpful for osteoporosis. Well, I had an interesting report in my office of a woman who, for some reason this doesn't happen very often, she wasn't able to take strontium. I'm not sure why, but strontium's usually well tolerated, but for some reason it didn't agree with her. She couldn't take it, and she said, what else can I take? And I said, well, take Ostanol. And Ostanol, we know that it helps the fracture healing, but I wasn't sure if it was going to help bone density. Sure enough, this is actually one of the first cases I've seen of dramatic bone improvement without strontium. Usually it takes strontium for significant increases in bone density and T-scores. But with the Ostanol, we saw a distinct improvement. The one thing I got to say about Ostanol, it's great and it's very safe, but it tends to be a little pricey. So it's not the first thing that I would recommend for a mild case of osteopenia. But if you really want to put the retro rockets on and see if the bone density increases dramatically, try Ostanol along with vitamin D and vitamin K. And the product Osteopreve is something on our website that provides boron and other balanced nutrients for bone support. So there you go. Thanks for that good question, Julianne. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoppen. And our number is 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. We're taking your calls, 877-726-TALK. Sally from Appleton, Wisconsin. How are you?
Fine, sir, and thank you for taking my call. Doctor, I just have a couple questions. I've taken vitamins and Regime in the past and CoQ10 and some vitamin D3, but I kind of got off of that for the last couple of years, and I thought, come on, Sal, what are you doing to yourself? So I'm just, you hear different things on Dr. Oz and what are some of the better quality mm-hmm. vitamins to take. And I'm just wondering, they had mentioned USANA, and in your opinion, I mean, not to put another brand, a brand name down or whatever, but just for the quality of the vitamin mineral tablets or capsules each day.
I'm not familiar with that brand. You know, I guess it's you know, I've heard of it, but I'm not really familiar. I can't really comment on that brand.
Sure.
So, you know, what I can say is that prescribing supplements is highly individualized.
Yeah.
So, you know, typically, I mean, I get patients coming to my office saying, you know, I'm fine, but I don't want to know what supplements to take, and then we do a whole analysis. We find out what their needs are. Their, you know, genetics tell us they may be predisposed to, what their family history, you know, if they have a cardiovascular risk or if they have cancer risk or, you know, we individualize it. But in general, you are,
that's
just
wonderful.
Give me some basic stats. You are, how old, please? And you're a female.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. At 67, I take no medication. I'm, you know, pretty active. But like I said, I don't know, somewhere along the way, I guess I got being into a caregiver position for a while, and but you still got to take care of yourself. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. So, okay. So, I mean, a basic program would consist of, I mean, one of the things you can do is there's a one-stop shop supplement called Propax with NT Factor that covers a lot of ground for you. It's actually one of our sponsors. And they have a multivitamin.
Propax, okay.
And they have, and it's got some probiotic in it, and it's got some fish oil, and it also has a nice thing called NT factor. So, you know, that's at minimum, you can take that. And I, my opinion is that there's not enough of certain things in there for specialty requirements. So, for example, there's a adequate amount of vitamin D in there for most cases, but if you really want optimal protection from osteoporosis, you may add a vitamin D pill. You know, approximately 2,000 international units is safe for most people. And
that's what I had written down.
That.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Yeah, that's what
Go ahead.
Oh, that's her. Yeah, that's kind of what I was kind of like going for. I have an appointment to get my blood levels for vitamin D3, and my 88-year-old mother is just in absolute wonderful shape, the blood work of a 30-year-old, and she tells us 9 children because we grew up on a farm and we ate very, what some people call very plain. Yes. So she tells us every day, don't lay around and keep moving. And so we got a good teacher that's still with us. And, but, I was kind of wondering because her vitamin D3 was like 20 or 25. And I understand that that's, yes. And then I told her, I said, mother, make sure you get a copy from the lab tech because I've been in nursing all my life. And, you know, it's for you so we can look at it.
Yeah. And so let me just interject for a minute. So other, you know, couple of things that you might consider. I mean, this week, if you subscribe to our newsletter, you would have seen it. But if you don't, you can just go to drhoffman.com because the article we posted this week is about a supplement that I really like. I formulated it in the early 1990s. It's called PhytoGuard. And, you know, you hear about the benefits of these phytonutrients, you know, EGCG from green tea and sulforaphane and resveratrol and broccoli extract and pomegranate extract and quercetin and lycopene and all those things. And, you know, so you end up taking 10 pills and you know, that's a lot of things to take.
Sure.
And I combine all those in a one supplement called PhytoGuard, which for general protection, I think is a good idea. So, you know, go to the article, read it. If it makes sense to you, order that. It actually is an exclusive from the Hoffman Center. And it's one of my proudest products. Every couple of years I keep reformulating it because new higher quality ingredients come online. You know, in the past we just used a little turmeric powder, but now we use concentrated high quality curcumin because it's a useful thing for brain protection, cancer prevention, and so on. So that's a good thing to take, too.
Yes, sir, doctor. I don't have go on a computer much, but do you have a phone number if I wanted to call and order from the Hoffman Center?
Well, that's a limitation because, you know, I'm not going to give out our number. I mean, most people,
I understand.
Even your age are computer savvy. You go to the library and, you know, get
some help. Yes, I'll make it work.
You got to get with the program because things are changing.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, a lot of people are, you know, you're listening on the radio up there in Appleton, Wisconsin. I know we have a very strong affiliate there, but, you know, a lot of people listening to this program, via computer. You've got to get with the program.
Thanks be my impetus to. Yes, sir. And I have a quick question about CoQ10.
Yeah, quick. What is it? Oops, did we lose Sally? Oh, wow. We didn't hang up on Sally. All our calls crashed. But she wants to know about CoQ10. And so I really think CoQ10 is a good supplement for people over the age of, say, 50 to take as a preventive, because as you age, your energy production, your mitochondria, tend to weaken. And CoQ10 is a useful anti-aging supplement. So what I prefer, though, is ubiquinol, which is a more bioavailable, body-ready form of CoQ10. And ubiquinol is a little more expensive. It's a premium ingredient. But it is roughly 1.5 to 2.5 times stronger than CoQ10. So if you were to take 100 milligrams of ubiquinol, you'd get the equivalent of maybe as much as 250 milligrams of CoQ10. So that I would recommend too. Sorry we lost you, Sally. Thanks for your call. Thanks for listening up there in Appleton, Wisconsin. That's one of our, it's a real hotbed of intelligent medicine fandom. Let's take a call now from David in Fairfield, Iowa. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, sure. I talked to a lot of people about this. It has something to do with, like, people that smoke.
Yeah.
And, you came out with the thing about the pesticides on the food and everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably use pesticides on the tobacco, and I was just wondering if you heard any reports about encouraging people to stop smoking because of the pesticides on the tobacco?
Well, it's an interesting question, David, and this actually also harkens back to an argument against marijuana smoking, because I remember when marijuana smoking was popular in the 60s and 70s, there emerged reports that the U.S. government was spraying marijuana fields in Mexico with something called paraquat. And paraquat was one of those things that was a little like Agent Orange. It was a defoliant and was designed to destroy crops. And okay, so imagine that the Mexicans got a little bit of their fields destroyed by paraquat. They bundled up the dead leaves and processed them into marijuana cigarettes or bags of pot, sent them up to the U.S., and so you had all these college students smoking paraquat, and that probably wasn't too great for their bodies and brains and so on, and their endocrine systems. When it comes to tobacco, tobacco is so bad for you, per se, that adding a little pesticide is just a little bit like put a little icing on the cake. And there was a move to have people smoke so-called natural tobacco. I mean, there's a whole argument that, you know, what kills you in cigarettes is not the tobacco per se. I mean, the Indians smoked it, the Native Americans smoked it, and until recently, when they had the industrialization of the cigarette industry, cigarettes were okay, but then they came along and they put a lot of chemicals and additives into cigarettes, and that's what kills you. So therefore, buy what was once called, I think they still have this brand, Indian Spirit cigarettes. And it seems like, Indian Spirit cigarettes are a little bit like the Red Man's Revenge for the genocide committed on the Indians. They give it back to the white, colonists and kill them off with, tobacco that's, carcinogenic any which way you slice it. You know, it's burnt plant material that goes deep into your lungs. It's highly addictive. And eventually it's going to get you with or without the chemicals. I mean, the chemicals may make it worse. That's also an argument against using e-cigarettes. Those electronic cigarettes are full of chemicals. And no, you don't get, tar, but you do get all kinds of chemicals inhaled deeply into the lungs. And that ain't great.
So you don't really expect this report to come out to change the person's attitude about smoking if they're hooked that bad when, they're going to smoke whether it kills them or not, I suppose. So.
It's killing you fast or killing you real fast. You know, maybe a slight difference in degree.
Yeah, you want to die quick or super slowly.
Yeah, right. You want to, knock yourself out, use the regular cigarettes and you'll...
Well, it's a horrible death. I'll tell people that on the radio. So, when you see it happen, if you're a smoker, you want to throw them away because it's a hell of a death.
There's no workaround. Okay, thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number, 877-726-TALK. And when we return, we're going to take a look at the effect of eggs on the brain. Are eggs really bad for the brain? This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and as we move toward the conclusion of our program, I'm going to give you a little bit of a quick review of some of the big stories of the week, and starting with the effect of eggs on dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Now, it was thought in the past that artery-clogging cholesterol is associated with heart disease, and by inference, you might imagine that it would increase the risk for dementia or Alzheimer's. All that saturated fat, all that cholesterol would clog arteries and cause problems. And that actually has been demonstrated in animal research. So researchers in Finland did a big study. This was a long-term study, 22 years. They looked at 2,500 dementia-free men starting in 1984, and then they followed them for an average of 22 years. And what they discovered is, you know, surprisingly high number of them were diagnosed with dementia, and 337 of them, and 266 were diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And then they looked back retrospectively at their egg intake to see if eggs were in any way related to risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And what they found was there was no relationship. There was no relationship in terms of increasing risk. In fact, egg intake was associated with better performance on neuropsychological tests of the frontal lobe and on executive functioning. How about that? So, something we've been saying for a long time is that if somebody calls you a fathead, that's a compliment because your brain is composed mostly of fat, in particular saturated fat, along with some polyunsaturated fat that you pick up from omega-3s, EPA and DHA are constituents of the brain and help the brain, but also cholesterol. The brain is one of the organs of the body that is richest in cholesterol. And depriving the brain of cholesterol with an ultra-low cholesterol diet or possibly aggressive use of cholesterol-lowering medication may not be good for the brain. And this is a study that demonstrates it. And there was a little bit of a surprise in the study. There is a genetic type, APOE4, which is a genetic type that dramatically increases your risk for dementia or Alzheimer's disease. It's a bad genetic hit. And in the past, it was thought that if you have that, you need to go on an ultra-low-fat diet to prevent accelerated brain deterioration. That was the old-style advice for people with that gene. So they were told to, you know, eat a lot of vegetables, eat a lot of grains, don't even put any oil on your salad or do any sautéing, not even olive oil, and certainly avoid fat-laden foods like eggs. Well, it turns out in this study that whether or not the folks with the APOE4 gene ate eggs or not had no impact whatsoever on their risk of developing dementia. So this should be a sea change in our thinking about how to prevent dementia. I recently did an interview with Amy Berger. Her new book is The Alzheimer's Antidote. And, you know, her research has concluded that the right kind of diet for Alzheimer's prevention is a diet that is relatively high in certain saturated fats like coconut oil, that allows eggs, that allows moderate amounts of animal protein, but that restricts carbohydrates, carbohydrates being the driver of insulin resistance, which can damage the energy-producing faculties of the brain and thus deprive people of mental processing power and accelerate brain deterioration. So, interesting study with practical implications. All right. Deep sleep may act as the fountain of youth. Now, we know that sleep is beneficial, but we also know that as people age, their likelihood of having sleep disturbances increases. And a study from University of California, Berkeley, suggests that restorative sedative-free slumber, sedative-free, you know, you get it via sleeping pills, no, that's not helpful. But natural deep sleep and adequate amounts of it can ward off mental and physical ailments. So this is a, you know, very important dimension of health. Sleep deterioration has been linked to such conditions as Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and stroke. And one of the ways that we experience sleep problems is via conditions like sleep apnea, bodily aches and pains, urinary frequency. These are things that mess up sleep quality in old age. And also decline in hormones. It's been shown that hypothyroidism, paradoxically, thyroid is a stimulant, but low levels of thyroid cause poor sleep. And similarly, low levels of testosterone may change a man's sleep quality. Low levels of estrogen may affect a woman's sleep quality. And so you may think, well, let me get a sleep tracker. I'm going to evaluate my sleep. I'm going to focus on my sleep. And a new study in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine, they suggest that the use of sleep trackers may be associated with poor sleep. You've heard of orthorexia? Well, it's a term that defines people who are too obsessed with how to eat. Orthorexia. Well, researchers have dubbed this obsession with sleep as orthosomnia. And it's kind of an over-concern, a perfectionistic concern with getting adequate sleep. And those who use sleep trackers may actually be feeding into their orthosomnia. So yes, sleep is important, but sleep trackers that measure your sleep performance may actually get in the way of optimal sleep, unfortunately. Okay, so a new story this week suggests that individuals who have gray early in life, that graying of the hair may be a predictor of cardiovascular disease risk. So, you know, I always look for my hair to turn gray. It's, you know, provide me a little dignity, fashion statement, you know, getting some respect. But fortunately for me and for some of you, your hair hasn't turned gray. Grayness may be a warning sign of risk of atherosclerosis, according to a new study. So if you're an early gray, or maybe, just maybe, check in with your doctor to see if that has implications for your arteries. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, subscribe to our newsletter, and download our podcasts for great intelligent medicine information.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful. powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.